There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour here of the live Saturday edition. We've got plenty of time for you, because we do 3 hours every single night, 7 nights a week. You can join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Skype, and you'll sound great most of the time. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved. Mark, I know you've got something to say. We've got some calls. Do you want to throw out some red meat, and then we'll see what you have to say, and then jump into the phone calls?
Yeah, real quick. I just Daniel called in there, and basically didn't like our position. Our anti-war position.
And he was in the military.
He was in the military, and like you could expect that from somebody who spent their life there and went on 3 deployments and that sort of thing. But I think he was put in an unfair position. As a military man, it's not his job to be an economist and understand what production means. People in the military do produce something. They just produce it inefficiently. Governments, tend to produce things inefficiently. So he produced protection services. However, those protection services have been largely mismanaged over the course of 6 decades.
Yeah, I don't feel protected by them.
Right. So the military provides protection services. Those protection services are meted out by liars and thieves in Washington, D.C.
I mean, if your protection service results in greater danger, you're not doing a good job.
Well, I don't know that you're supposed to know, right? Like, you sign up, you're told your whole life, this is a great job and everything. You sign up for it, and you do what you're told because that's what you're told to do. And then at some point or another, you may or may not come to the conclusion that, it might be U.S. foreign policy that's making the United States less safe.
That's definitely the conclusion I've come to.
That's the conclusion I've come to, too.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Tony's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Yeah. Let me put this in a different context, but I think we're on the same page. There's a big difference between a qualitative judgment and a quantitative judgment. And I think our culture today is now becoming a culture where we don't make qualitative judgments. We put everything into categories of numbers. So people are not persons. You could call a person, you get a feeling you're dealing with someone who has feelings. But when you call a person collateral damage, we develop a toy mentality. And I don't know how this culture is going to get out of the novelty of war is an actual death wish toy. It's a game. They even call it a game. The video games, we got young kids playing video games, enjoying killing people. We are becoming a culture that is in love with the illusion of death. The problem is, when people really die, we have no more feelings for that because we've been conditioned of this quantitative way of looking at life.
Well, we have as a general public, but the soldiers, they feel it. There are more soldiers dying from suicide by a long stretch than ever died in combat. I mean, the death toll of the war continues to rack up, and it racks up amongst soldiers that never get heard. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that never get heard. Their pain is something that doesn't get broadcast on the news. To them, that death is very, very real. They see it in their minds every day.
Yeah, but the culture doesn't allow the discussion, like you said. There's no discussion that you take any person who's homeless. Everyone always goes to the quantitative judgment. Why don't they get a job? Because once you put people in categories of numbers, it's a form of Nick Ofrelia. You could talk about a deviant curve in the bell curve. Well, how many people commit suicide? And you put it in those numbers, they go, well, that's like only 0.15%. You're talking about people, but the language allows you to reduce everything to numbers. And once you get that kind of a neurosis, you can't feel for people. And I even heard something on the radio that made me sick. A little dog snapped, and it almost bit somebody, but it didn't. And the person who's supposed to love animals said, well, you have to put the dog to sleep. That's a known fact. When a dog snaps, so nobody knows what the natural habitat is. An emotionally sound person would say, you know what? You're right. We can't keep the dog around kids. But I'm not going to put the dog to sleep. I know people who could handle a snapping dog. And it might even be fun because that person is capable of handling that situation. But once you put everybody in the same category, there are no special roses. There are no special girlfriends. Everybody is just another cloud, another tree. And when you live like that, you know who lived like that? One of those famous cases in history, Leopold and Loeb. They killed a 9-year-old kid for an experiment. When they had IQs of 175 each, when they finally graduated, they realized what they did was wrong, but it took years and years to catch up. So how are you going to create a sane society when we have military schools that teach you 365 days out of the year how to kill as many people as you can and put them into numbers?
Thank you, Tony, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I think he's, you know, he's got, always got some thoughtful things to say there. And I would also qualify all of the government schools as military schools. I mean, I realize they're not technically military academies, but ultimately they're very friendly toward the military. They encourage young people to join the military. They allow the military to operate on campus.
You don't see McDonald's there generally. I mean, you know, that's one of the, I don't know.
There was actually, they actually had Pizza Hut, I think, at the school. They sold Pizza Hut pizza.
They're not recruiting there.
No, right.
Military isn't shooting kids either.
Right. They let the military in to recruit. They let the military in to do the ROTC, I think it's called, ROTC. It's sort of this pre-training program, pre-brainwashing, more so than the average classroom would have military, you know, pro-military propaganda. The school's curriculum, of course, is very pro-government, pro-military. So I think that all government schools are military schools in a way.
I would agree with you largely. The military has sort of special circumstance too. They're looking for young, able-bodied people as opposed to more private market businesses. They're much more likely to be able to handle people throughout their lifespans, whereas the military pretty much wants you from 18 on up to 30.
Well, plus you're freshly getting out of the government indoctrination center, so you're freshly indoctrinated with whatever sort of propaganda they want to shove into your head about how great the military is. So that's a good time to recruit when people don't know any better and when they're all hyped up on testosterone at a young age.
Also, don't have the situation where you're looking for people who have roots down. I mean, the military doesn't want you to have roots down. They want to be able to send you around the world. And so young people, coming out of school, they aren't necessarily going this place or that. When I got out of school, I just really didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't, college didn't seem like, I wasn't dying to go for another 4 more years of school. I didn't really have anything I wanted to do in particular.
Jim's in Humboldt, California, listening to KGLE. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hello. I just want to say I'm a Vietnam era vet. When we were in basic training, rifle training, we were taught to kill the sick, the lame, and the lazy. And I thought, well, who do they threaten? And then I thought about it. Well, they threaten exploiters. You can't make any money on them. And so listening to you two guys pontificate all the time, I know you've only been in the service. I know you're well-intentioned, But I think you need to look around. You're living in the mouth of a dragon, and you keep talking about how we can turn into a butterfly. Ain't going to happen.
What
now.
Does that mean? Can you translate what
that mean?
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, how many military bases does America have in the world?
Somewhere between 600 and 1,000, depending on how you count them.
Right. Now, why we have 1,000, you're right, between 1,000, almost 1,000 military bases around the world.
Okay.
All right. So hold that thought, Jim.
I want to give you a chance to complete what you're saying, so we're going to have to hang on to you.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here on the live Saturday edition. 855-453. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to talk about war. That's what we talked about with antiwar.com's Angela Keaton in the first hour. You can bring up anything that you want. And, of course, we've got stuff to talk about here tonight as well, including Scientology. is back in the news with a new documentary coming out on HBO that will be, oh, let's just say, a little critical of the bizarre religion. But we'll get back into your phone calls in a moment.
FortGalt.com. What they're doing in southern Chile is creating a sort of little liberty enclave. The idea is they're going to build this, called somewhere between like a resort and a condominium complex. There's going to be a maker space there, some really cool amenities like a restaurant, a bunch of places to relax and socialize. And they're going to have really small units, so basically condominium units, really small ones that you can own, and then potentially rent out to people who are coming to stay and that sort of thing. So they're going to have, sort of a hotel aspect to it too. It's really cool, and you should go check it out for yourself. They've got a fantastic presentation at FortGalt.com. Galt is as in John Galt, G-A-L-T, FortGalt.com. Go check them out. There's only 100 units available, so it could go quickly. And I'd like to point out, summer in Chile is winter in the U.S. So, FortGalt.com.
All right, we got Jim with us in Humboldt, California, listening to KGOE. Jim, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, and we're nailed to the clock here. So, what were you trying to say before the break there?
Well, I've already said that. Just let me say this. If you people really are sincere about what you're doing, take your radio show to one of these veterans' hospitals and let these people tell their story instead of peddling all your crap you're peddling, creating bitcoins and all that stuff.
Excuse me, what crap are you saying that that we're peddling?
What crap are you peddling? You're taking up, you're selling advertisers. You're selling ears to advertisers. That's your job. That's what you really are about.
Ultimately, right? Radio's about advertising. We have to have that in order to make a living,
Well, rationalize it any way you want. I'm just trying to tell you what you're really doing. And you guys talk so much in between calls. I don't know if you don't get enough calls or what. But I'm saying is, don't fancy that you're doing anything other than what you really are doing. And your agenda is what? Selling ears to advertisers.
I don't think we've ever pretended anything besides that. Oh, he hung up.
As though it's bad to run a commercial radio program, I would say that this is decidedly the least, the radio program that does that the least. The fact
what
is,
do you mean?
Free Talk Live isn't about that. Free Talk Live is about is about the liberty movement. Is about the ideas of freedom. If you
if we don't have advertisers, I mean, we're not going to be on the air.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Ian. But you're saying that as a person who will turn down advertisers if they don't fit philosophically with Free Talk Live. If you don't think that they're going to work with,
if the military came in here and wanted to advertise, I'd have a problem with that.
Right, because you are philosophically driven. You are not monetarily driven. I can tell you that
that's true.
Of the programs out there are not. They will sell the right-wing talk radio programs that across this country took ad dollars from Barack Obama during 2008 and 2012. That's because they want that money.
Yeah. Well, we also take some contributions directly from our listeners. So we've got the Free Talk Live AMP program.
Pretty much any radio program does that, though.
Well, but Mark, that's not true, because most radio programs take they have subscriptions. A lot of them have subscriptions for their website, but that just gets you into a members area, and then the money for those subscriptions goes to pay all the people who administer the website, right? Like, there's Rush Limbaugh, for instance, is not administering his Rush 24/7. Rush isn't there thanking each listener or whatever who sends him an email and signs up for the AMP program. He's not there providing customer service. They have people who do that, right? On Free Talk Live, the money from the AMP program, whatever it is that we're left with after PayPal or the credit card companies take their 3%, 97 or so percent of the money from the AMP program goes into Free Talk Live, in that we're using it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. I don't know if there are other nationally syndicated radio shows who are doing anything like that.
Not the same way, but they have a little Mouseketeer club like we do.
Yeah, but don't forget, you get all the content from freetalklive.com for free. So you can go to freetalklive.com right now without being in the AMP program, and you can download years' worth of the program. I mean, you can download as many episodes as you could humanly listen to at this point. There's so much free content there at freetalklive.com.
Right. Well, here's what I think. I think that the gentleman, you know, he's probably very upset. And he's probably upset because he's listening on a lefty station, right? Because Free Talk Live's on...
Yeah, that's true. KGOE is a progressive talker.
Free Talk Live is on lefty and righty stations. He's on a lefty station, and we don't agree with him, right? Like, he's not going to... we're not lefties, right? We might be bringing the anti-war message out, but we're not lefties.
But every one of those hosts on KGOE is also selling advertising as well. I mean, Tom Hartman,
but it's okay,
Stephanie Miller.
If they believe similarly to the listener, right? The only listeners that are going to have problems is the ones that disagree. Well, Free Talk Live boldly goes on radio stations where the vast majority of people disagree with us. And that's fine. You can disagree. We open up the phone lines at 855-450-FREE for you to call in and make cogent points.
I am
going to, however, reject the notion that Free Talk Live does what it does for the money. Because you would continue doing this if I left
put
the advertisers with me.
I would.
It is BS from start to finish. If the gentleman believes that, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Now, he probably believes it. I shouldn't say full of crap. He is mistaken. And that's
it. He's wrong about that. You're right. I mean, this is, and you know, Mark, they say in the business that you're not supposed to do radio from an ideologically sort of driven standpoint. And I think that's generally probably a true statement. But, you know, we're doing something that's a little bit different here with Free Talk Live because our ideology is not represented in talk radio. I mean, I guess, you know, if every host on radio was a principled libertarian, then, yeah, I mean, we wouldn't really have as much of, whatever clout we have because it would have been harder for us to get into the business.
We would have never gone anywhere.
Yeah, and differentiate ourselves from the rest of the
Free
pack.
Talk Live is ranked the 42nd most important radio program in America because, not because of its size.
Talkers Magazine.
Right, by Talkers Magazine. We're on 150-something stations across the country. By no means are we the largest show in America.
I wouldn't even say we're second tier.
It's not because of our listener quantity, because we're not on the biggest radio stations in America either. It's because of the way we went about creating our business, and it's about the position that we take on issues. Our position is unique.
We didn't even have an advertiser for, like, the first, 4 years of the show, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. We did it as a hobby. 2006. We did it as a hobby at that point.
A full-time hobby.
It's unusual the way that we go about doing these things. And if, you know, you can't handle hearing a message that is different than what you want to hear, you're not really ready for talk radio. You're not ready for adulthood, and you're not ready for conversation.
Let's talk to Phil. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, it's great to get on the air with you.
Thanks, man.
I've listened to the show for a couple of years, and I really do generally enjoy it most of the time.
Excellent.
I've got to take you to task a little bit. More so your guest, Andrea, I think what her name was.
Angela.
But you guys kind of piled on. I think that the... You got awful condescending and took down the military saw a little bit more than I think he deserved.
Yeah, me too. I came back and said that. Didn't you hear that at the top of the hour?
I may have caught. I'm not sure. I'm driving and the sound hasn't been so great.
I didn't hear you say that, Mark, but maybe I wasn't paying attention either.
Well, I wasn't.
Phil, hang on. I want to give you a chance to say what you got to say. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Phil in Charleston, your call's welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live, Live Saturday Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoin. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And now, more shameless information about products and services that could help your life be better. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It is how we kind of, you know, keep the show going at its maximum capacity. And, you know, most people understand that about talk radio. We had some guy bitching at us earlier in the hour. And I guess he doesn't want to know about ProXPN, which is a way to actually protect yourself online. ProXPN encrypts your internet connection. Why does that matter? Well, because, first of all, your internet service provider is probably logging every website that you visit. Now, you know, they could certainly turn that over to law enforcement, and maybe you don't think you're doing anything wrong, but fact is, a lot of people are breaking the law every day without even realizing it. There's so many felonies out there that you can essentially commit without knowing it. Right, you can involve yourself in and you have no idea. So better to protect yourself. And also, they might just sell that information and then, you know, market your details to people that you would prefer they not sell that information to. So if you encrypt your data connection, you protect yourself from that. You also protect yourself from unscrupulous people who might be sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, maybe trying to snag your passwords, for instance. So ProXPN can help you there. And with their premium account, which you can get a sweet discount on, I'll tell you about in a moment, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, which, by the way, I've looked up private torrenting services online, Mark, and they cost more than ProXPN does, just for private torrent services. And that's one of the things you can do with ProXPN. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites. It's a super deal. especially at about $5 a month, just under $5 a month, when you use code FTL50, that gets you 50% off the price of their annual account. Start by going to proxpn.com/FTL and grab their software. It's free. You download that for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and even Linux. Grab their software, get started, and when you're ready to upgrade, use code FTL50 to get a discount off of the annual account. And that locks in for the lifetime of your account, so when, you know, year number two comes up, you're ready to re-up, you get the same great deal. With code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. It's all there with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. Back with Phil in Charleston. He wanted to call us out. Go ahead, Phil. Now you get plenty of time.
All right. I appreciate it. I think he was getting at you on the Bitcoin thing a little bit, too. But
oh, I love Bitcoins, and I'm shameless about them. I think that they'll bring they're going to bring more power to people individually, and they're also going to bring more peace to the world because governments can't print money out of thin air and then use that money to drop bombs on innocent people.
Both are noble goals. I absolutely agree with you. Same time, the show has a tendency every now and then to get just a hair idealistic.
And please,
every night.
It's an idealistic show.
And the thing is, you have to deal with the world as it is to a certain extent.
No, I don't. I moved to New Hampshire, and the fact is I moved to New Hampshire, and I almost exclusively deal with libertarians in most of my life. So I don't actually have to deal with life by its own standards. It's cool.
I want to hear what Phil's trying to say.
I know. I just recommend it. I'll keep Phil another segment. I'm just going to respond.
Go ahead, Phil.
That's cool. Dealing with libertarians would be a good thing. The government is clearly way, way, way too big, okay? When you mentioned just a moment ago about how many felonies there are on the books and whatnot. But I think that it would be unrealistic of us to say, oh, okay, we're going to just withdraw all the military from all the foreign bases everywhere in the world and let the few countries that have had them in your countries for all this time just deal with it as a tomorrow night, you know, or...
Well, it may be unrealistic... It may be unrealistic that the government's certainly not going to do that because this is a huge government program. I mean, it's bigger than the postal service. They're not just going to let that disappear overnight. But is there anything wrong with that idea?
Well, if doing it,
I'm asking Phil, not you, Mark.
Well, what I really believe should happen, I think that we should make a statement to the world at large that we are going to stop being the world's policemen. And we're going to start gradually drawing that back. And you're going to see evidence of the fact that we're drawing it back. But, you know, certainly a lot of these countries depend on us being there to support their local economies. And there are others of those countries that we need to be in, I think, because were it not for our military presence, we might have a whole bunch of people with big long swords and sabers wanting to chop heads off of everybody who doesn't want to convert to...
So, 2 points to respond to that. One, I'm not concerned with the U.S. military's supporting of local economies by buying alcohol and prostitutes or whatever the hell else it is that they're buying over there. If they've got, you know, a reason to attract people to come visit that country, then they should put that out there and get tourists, which is the legitimate way to support.
Come to Tajikistan.
A local
enjoy
economy.
Enjoy whatever the heck we've got here.
I'm not interested in providing welfare to various different countries around the world, whether it be through the military's presence and soldiers spending money or through foreign aid. I'm not interested in that. If I want to support another country around the world, then I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'd like to respond because Ian's going to say things that that he feels and not think about it at all. The military is intended to be used as a stabilizing force. If the military is directly withdrawn, like, you know, tomorrow, as though that's going to happen, then yes, it will become a destabilizing force, and the military should not be used as a destabilizing force. However, if an edict is issued and it is said over the course of the next 2 years, you better, you know, I don't know, figure out how to control your own country because we're leaving, then, you know, that's a pretty good idea, and I'm willing to go for it. Yes, I think these things need to be done in steps.
I had a second point, but I forgot what it was. Go ahead.
It didn't make any sense anyway.
You have a good example of it with our withdrawal from Iraq and what's happened there. You know, we laid out our, and I'm not trying to beat up on Obama with this or anything, but we said we're leaving. We're getting out on such and such a date, pulled out, and the whole thing went to hell in a handbasket. And it didn't have to be that way if we had kind of stepped our way out gradually. But I understand that we have a nasty habit of not stepping out. Okay.
Well, I, for one, have never been to Iraq. I'd like to point that out.
Stop it, Ian. No one cares whether the man says we or not.
I do care, and I won't stop it.
You know what I'm talking about.
He's talking about the U.S. military.
Not me. I'm not in the military, so I wasn't there.
Yeah, I understand.
We know you're not in the military. Went in the first place is one of the things that destabilized Iraq. Let's not forget that.
Yes, I think that's an important thing to note.
You're right. I understand exactly. But the thing is, and I'm going to use we again, because like it or not, we did pay for it, you know. And
no, I haven't paid. I haven't paid taxes in like 10 years, so I've really done my best to not pay for it.
Yeah, but by the way, you can see that Free Talk Live's.
Yes, I'm sure about that.
Pretty ideological. Ian doesn't pay income tax, and neither do I.
Yeah, I still pay gas tax, so there's probably some. I don't know, maybe some of the money from the gas tax is going to
its way there. I'm sure they get their hands.
All right, fine. You got me.
I think gas tax mostly gets used for the roads.
I don't know, Mark. The federal government? I don't think they're using that money on roads.
As long as we're talking about, look, my first foreign policy goal is to step down and, you know, step down the U.S. military's presence around the world. If countries are so unstable that the lack of the presence of U.S. soldiers there in 2 or 3 years results in the uprising of people with scimitars that take over the government, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. If they attack the U.S., that's when the military should be employed. But the only reason they attack the U.S. now is because, well, the U.S. military is being used to back up Saudi Arabian kings, dictators in Yemen, Israel, which they don't like in many cases. And Israel can take care of themselves just fine.
So, Phil, it's been a really good call. I just want to ask you, since you mentioned it, do you have any Bitcoin yet?
Oh, God.
Not a bit.
It's not too late.
I recommend it. I think you're going to be kicking yourself in a few years.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Good thoughts tonight.
I think we're all going to be kicking ourselves, but okay. Thanks a lot.
Good call, man. I appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can Skype into the show. You can actually send a Skype request to us. You have to send a Skype request first. So send a contact request to username lrn.fm. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in. And then after that, easy for you to call us on Skype. Hey, speaking about Bitcoin, there's an easy way to get those. We'll tell you about that coming up. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, Scientology. There's a documentary coming out on HBO at the end of the month that's looking to stir it up. And they are not going to be friendly towards the Scientologists. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even in the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition continues on here. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And I did tell you how to get, we're going to tell you how to get Bitcoin. Well, you can also get Litecoin or Dogecoin if you're interested in those things. But Bitcoin, of course, is the big attraction to me. ExpressCoin.com has them, and they'll sell them to you. In fact, you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. In fact, you can buy as little as $40 worth or less than that. If you buy up to $40 worth of Bitcoin at ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL, there's no transfer fee, no exchange fee whatsoever when you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. And you can trust ExpressCoin. They are fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive.
I've done a lot of business with them.
Yep, and they're a licensed money services business. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Now, if you do more than $40 worth, the transfer fee, I think, is like 3% the last time I looked, which is probably the best I've seen in the business out there. So go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can help you out. Plus, they've got an app for your smartphone at ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. If you've been waiting, if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, you know, there's no better time than right now because you don't know what's going to happen with the price of Bitcoin tomorrow. And I like the Johnny Ray approach of buying like 10% or 5% of your weekly paycheck, just going and buying some Bitcoin, just sort of this habit that you can get yourself into. And ExpressCoin can help you do that. So
make it real easy.
Yep, ExpressCoin.com. Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. We've got Tater on the line in Ohio River, Indiana. Hello, Tater.
How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, cool, man. I was wondering if I was going to make it.
Here you are.
I was wondering, actually, you know, your caller a couple calls back was whining about the commercials. Man, you got to pay the bills. But my call was about with Obama and the banks and their ability to more or less walk in the bank and take all your assets and put them into their pocket. Myself, I have my tangible assets in my hand and other tradable odds and ends. I live out in the middle of nowhere in an old cabin about 210 years old. So, but
Yeah, I agree. I don't trust the banks to store. You really shouldn't trust the bank to store anything you can't afford to lose at any moment. When, you know, if the IRS or the FBI or whoever wants to come in there and get access to your safe deposit box or your account, the bank's just going to let them in and they'll take whatever they want.
Right. Yeah, I'm fortunate to live in a very rural area, and I'm actually up a creek about a quarter of a mile off the Ohio River. I see some pretty wild boats go up and down the river, barges, covered barges, anything from coal to United States government boats.
What was the point of your call tonight, Tater, just to share concerns about the banking system?
Yeah. I'm just wondering how much actually that the government can walk in and take from us, and how concerned people should be about keeping their money in the bank or investing it in things that actually, because a dollar bill, I don't think is going to stand, you know, for help.
No, I mean, it's already, the dollar's already lost something like 96 or something percent of its value since the gold backing was taken away from it. Tater, I share your concerns and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I feel
the
like...
The government that can give you anything is the government that can take anything from you.
Yeah, and they'll likely, if they're going to take something, they're going to take it all. I mean, if they're going to go into your bank account, they're not going to leave you with
a penny.
Yeah,
they don't leave you anything.
So, you know, that's why, obviously, we've got to have bank accounts to do business. But at the same time, I know better than to leave. You know, you don't want to put your life savings in a bank account, because whether it's the government who does something with it or even if the bank freezes the account for some reason, if you've got all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, you're asking for trouble. I mean,
ask business people to use PayPal.
Yeah, there's been a lot of problems with people having PayPal. I'm grateful that we've actually not had those issues with our PayPal account, because we do take PayPal over on our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. But at the same time, you know, if they were to put the if they were to freeze the PayPal account, that would be a pretty big dent in the AMP program. But luckily, we also take credit cards, so that's another way that we would still be receiving some funding. But man, if the government wants to go after you, they certainly can. None of these financial institutions are going to stand in their way and say, "Whoa, do you have a warrant?" You know, or anything like that. I mean, if they just walk in and say they want to say they're from the office or department of such and such, and they need access, there's a good chance they're going to let them in. Especially if it's law enforcement. So 855-453, let's go to Chris in Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Chris.
Hi. I called about the soldier that you were talking to. I got a little bit upset when I heard the way you were speaking to him. But I wanted to mention something that while I was sitting here waiting, I realized that you say in kind of your tagline when you open up about how if you're not ready to hear another opinion, you're not ready for talk radio. And then you said that you moved to New Hampshire so that you could be around all these people that are just like yourself. So I don't think you're really giving yourself the freedom that you think you are, because you're surrounding yourself just with people that think just like yourself. So you don't learn much that way. I think it's very bad to divide our country into all of these little
silos. It's not our country.
It's run
by a bunch of liars and thieves. It's not your country.
Well, what
we don't share it.
Happened is our government has gotten corrupted. It is very corrupted by corporations, multinational corporations right now, and they come from the American Legislative Exchange.
When did that happen?
Down in Washington, D.C.
When was the government not corrupted?
It started happening in the late 90s is where
Ridiculous.
Alice came in. But actually, even more
That's
so,
ridiculous.
Probably
right the government has
the
been
New
owned
deal,
by corporations from
really
the beginning.
Undone. Look, I don't know what you know about history, but you might want to look at it, because the way things are going right now is really bad.
Agreed. And there's nothing you're going to be do about it. There's nothing I'm going to do about it.
Well,
none of us are going to do anything
about it. That's a very defeatist attitude.
I agree with you, Chris.
We're in a country right now where we have a drought in California where they're going to run out of water in a year.
That's California's problem, not mine.
No, it really isn't California's problem. It's everybody's problem, because you know what? Nestle is just pumping water out of that state like you would not believe. I'm getting off the subject I really called to talk to you about, though, but I really think you have to look at the broader sense of what a government is for and who the government is supposed to be run by and who the government is being run by.
The government has always been run.
9,000 years of the state, Chris, 9,000 years of the state shows us who a government is supposed to be run by.
Do you know American history? 9,000 years. I don't know where you're coming with that. But
yeah, you're not listening, that's why. So hold on. Let's explain it for you. Rather than you just continuing to talk, Mark, what do you mean by that?
Oh, come on. I've been waiting like 20 minutes here. I really
want
to talk about that. How disrespectful. grateful you were to this service.
We'd be happy
now
to talk with
you. Now
you're
going around on a bunch of different topics.
Yeah, you've covered at least five different topics in 2 minutes.
That I'll be happy to talk to you about either of them, but I really think that I needed to mention.
Okay. Chris, just hold on for one moment here. We're going to give you plenty of time to say things. We understand you've got a lot of opinions. And, Mark, what did you mean when you said 9,000 years? Obviously, the United States hasn't been around for 9,000.
The United States has been around for like 230 or something like that. I haven't done the math on it precisely, but it's something close to that. Right. A democratic republic or whatever is just another flavor of an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence over a given landmass.
The state.
The state, as it has existed, where people rule other people, the first thing that you can find as sort of evidence of that existed in Jericho, a low tower. And they, call this the first evidence of the state. That's why I use the term 9,000 years. I do, however, believe that you probably had a tribal strongman, and that violence was used to rule over people far earlier than that.
All right, Chris, you're back on.
History.
Go ahead.
We have history. You have kings. You have serfs. I mean, it's been the same thing.
Indeed.
Call them something different in every age that you can. What we have right now is the best that we've gotten to without having somebody monopolize everything.
Do you think it could be better?
In harm's way. I agree with you as far as war is concerned. I am anti-war, very anti-war. I don't believe in a standing army. I don't think we need that. I would like to see a Department of Peace. But the government
the best thing to ruin peace would be to create a government program for it.
How do you communicate with your neighbors without some form of government? Can you please tell me how you do that?
You talk to them? What do you mean? What does that question even mean?
How? By what
I'm
mean?
Not proposing that there's not a form of government.
You assume a lot. You assume. You talk about the post office as like it's a bad thing. The post office is
it has a monopoly.
Pulls this country together. Of course they did, because the government needed to be able to communicate with its citizens, because the government
needed to be able to
monopolies.
They needed to be able to arrest the competition. They needed to be able to arrest the competition. You know about that, right?
You know what? There shouldn't have been any competition with the Postal Service.
So you do support arresting Lysander Spooner and putting people who just want to offer a product or service that's better than the post office in jail?
No, I don't support arresting someone who I have no idea who you're talking about.
I do know
that what I am seeing and what I am hearing from you really concerns me. Look, I come from a family that had union members. I had grandparents who came over here. They came over here, and they were indentured servants when they came to this country, all right? And my grandparents got to go, my grandmother got to go to about sixth grade. My grandfather got to go to school till about eighth grade, okay? They were
Chris, I want to know more about what concerns you. So hold on. I want to bring her back. I want to know what concerns
you. There's people waiting on the
line. It's Free Talk Live. This is, you can take
shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.